A new call for less regulation from President Obama.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama is signing an executive order today requiring that federal agencies review regulations that might hurt economic growth. The president wrote an opinion piece on the subject in this morning's Wall Street Journal. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more now from Washington.
The president has been criticized for setting up new regulatory hurdles for businesses, but in today's op-ed, he said he wants federal agencies to, quote, make sure we avoid excessive, inconsistent, and redundant regulation. The president cited some examples. He says the FDA has ruled that the artificial sweetener saccharin is safe to eat, but until last month, the EPA still required companies to treat it like a dangerous chemical. The president also wants to tackle fuel economy standards for cars and trucks. Banking analyst Bert Ely says all this sounds great, but it won't be easy.
He says the agencies are going to come back and say, wait a minute, we're doing what Congress told us to do. And therefore, Congress is actually going to have to change the legislation on which the rules are based.
And banking lobbyists are using the president's initiative to try to get changes to new legislation, like the financial overhaul. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Apple reports earnings today, but even gangbuster sales of the iPad in the last quarter won't take the attention off yesterday's news that CEO Steve Jobs is taking his second medical leave of absence in 2 years. For more on this story, let's bring in Henry Blodgett. He's CEO of Business Insider, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why is this such a big deal? I mean, it seems like Apple will be able to make a lot of money for a long time on the products that it's already selling.
Apple's in great shape for at least a year. I think the things that caught people were, first, the surprise. Steve had been acting and looking very healthy, so everyone was surprised. And then second, I think the wording of Steve's note to the staff really worried people because it did not have the certainty of a return that he had in his prior notes.
So people are worried he's not going to come back.
That's right. And this is a company that is in the middle of sailing through a collision of the technology, media, and communications markets. And no company has navigated that better than Apple. And I think that is in large part due to Steve's vision on the product side. And that will be hard to replace. Perhaps not impossible, but no certainty.
Does he need a Charlie to his Willy Wonka here? Doesn't Steve Jobs need to find someone who can run the company the way that he does? And why hasn't he done that yet?
I don't know that he is replaceable. There are some people that just simply aren't. And obviously the challenge is to build a really strong team around him, and they have done that. But there is an open question about how steadily and aggressively the ship can sail without Steve. And we may learn the answer to that question, unfortunately.
Henry Blodgett, CEO of Business Insider, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up about 1% across Europe right now. In addition to Apple, investors will be watching Comcast today. Comcast might finally get FCC approval to merge with NBC Universal. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow jumped 55 points to close at 11,787.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. By PBS, presenting a look at the cutting edge, including cancer-fighting nanobots. Nova's Making Stuff, Wednesday at 9, 8 Central on PBS. And by Reputation.com, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
The debate over health care reform is back this week as Republicans in the House of Representatives plan a vote to repeal the new health care law. There are obvious political implications of the vote, but there are implications for the health care industry as well. Alan Miller is the CEO of Universal Health Services, a company that owns a couple hundred hospitals around the country, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you having to adjust amid all this back and forth in Washington about the health care law?
Well, we have not adjusted much to it at the moment because we're not sure what it will ultimately be. And also, most of the provisions don't go into effect until 2014. But we are certainly very interested, involved, and studying it carefully.
As you were watching the whole healthcare debate go down and everybody was talking about trying to figure out ways to bring down costs, were you sitting there at any point screaming at the TV going, this is the way you've got to bring down costs? I mean, how do you bring down costs?
My favorite way would be to see us get into malpractice reform. Would save on premiums. It would save on defensive medicine. The law mostly focused on extending coverage. And I think that's a good thing. And that would add more people with coverage. And the hospitals would have more people, more patients.
You've been in the business for now decades. What is the biggest change you've noticed, and where are we going in the world of healthcare at this point?
Well, one thing that's happening is that we are all aging, and the percentage of Americans over 65, 75 and up is increasing very, very rapidly. And just think about some advertising. At one time, you had younger people, they were smoking outdoors and on ski slopes, etc. And now if you look at the advertising, it's for erectile dysfunction, and it's for diabetes,
right,
and it's for overweight. So we're going to need a lot more by way of nursing. We're going to need more doctors. We're going to need more hospital beds as the decades come upon us.
Alan Miller, President and CEO of Universal Health Services, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
And finally, perhaps some good news for the future of the British economy. TV viewers in the UK caught a glimpse of an uninvited guest at the Prime Minister's house over the weekend. During a live news broadcast at number 10 Downing Street, a big rat scurried past the door. One Brit had this hopeful comment after the sighting. Well, at least the rats aren't deserting, so the ship of state can't be sinking yet. Well, I'm on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson. Whether you have something to say about rats or anything else. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.